Welcome back to Colorado Today. I'm Rick Crandall. It's a pleasure having you here. Well, as we start the new year, there's all kinds of resolutions, no doubt, right? Going to save money better, going to lose some weight, you know, the usual stuff. But maybe this year, one of the things you want to get thought to is making yourself a little smarter, finding ways to be more current on what's happening in the world, not relying on other people to tell you what it's like, but going out and discovering yourself. And happens to be a place I know that believes a lot in that. It's called Active Minds, and Zane Robertson is with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. So I guess I shouldn't assume that everybody knows about Active Minds. So let's start there at the beginning. Tell folks a little bit about what you do.
Sure. So Active Minds is a Denver-based organization that does lifelong learning programs for adults and seniors. So we partner with retirement communities. We partner with the Tatter Cover Bookstore, most of the library districts throughout the Denver and Boulder metro areas. And what we do is we present topics of interest in the world, everything from taking a look at the struggle in Syria right now to we have a program on the city of Paris that's designed to go hand-in-hand with the current exhibition at the Art Museum.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. I know, too, that you do some work with History Colorado, don't you?
We do, absolutely. They're one of our partners. They do wonderful programming, and we help promote their programs. They support us as well. So it's a wonderful fit given their focus, because we do programs that really run the gamut from international current affairs to historical programs.
Yep.
To biographical programs, and we've done a bunch on Colorado-specific history. So it's a really great partnership.
Tell me about the folks that are involved as far as the actual class presentation. Who are these smart people?
Yeah, we have about 15 instructors that teach programs for us, and they really range all across the board in terms of their background. The common theme being they're all excellent teachers, experienced educators who have the content knowledge background to be able to teach the kinds of programs we do, you know, whether it's Syria or Germany or India or any of the historical ones. So their backgrounds range from retired political science teachers, either at the secondary or post-secondary level, to adjunct professors, to graduate students. And when we recruit and hire our teachers, you know, what we're looking for is that background knowledge that fits with what we do, and then just pure excellent teaching ability.
As I look through this list, you know, just even for the next week of things that are going to be coming up, classes that'll be presented, and you know, like inventions that changed the world, and a century of women's progress. What I'm trying to get people to know about this is, these are things that, you know, maybe you think about, maybe you have conversations about a little bit, but you're not going to see this kind of coverage on the evening news.
Yeah, that's really right, Rick. I mean, one of the things when John Henderson and I founded Active Minds about a decade ago, one of the early comments that one of our attendees said was, Active Minds is the antidote to soundbite journalism.
Yeah.
It's really true. We get to take a topic and spend typically an hour on it, tell the backstory, tell the current situation, preview where it might be headed. You know, a perfect example of that is like situations in the Middle East, where I mentioned we're running Syria now, and we've had various programs that do that. And when you hear the latest news from the Middle East, you know, it's a conflict that's been going on for decades, it's hard to kind of put it into the broad context of how we got here. And so, you know, that's often what we can provide for people is the backstory. What are the tensions? And so then when they subsequently hear the latest news, they've got a framework for understanding it a little bit better.
Sure. And then as we go forward, you know, there's classes or presentations that deal with folks like Benjamin Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt, the history of chocolate, if you want to learn about it, the Korean War. I mean, it's just are all of these courses that are offered at a variety of locations from, as you mentioned, anywhere from library districts to neighborhood community centers to senior centers, are they all open to the public?
And that's a great point. And the answer to that is everything that you're seeing on our website, and just for the benefit of your listeners, our website is activeminds.com. And if you go there, you can click on upcoming events and see the full list of programs. And everything that is there is open to the public. We do some programming primarily in retirement communities and assisted living communities that's exclusively for the residents, but you won't see that on the website. So anything that's there, people can go to.
That's wonderful. And I'm looking down through here, and I'm seeing cost-free. Is that right?
Yeah, that is almost always the case. The programming, it's kind of, the model that we use is a little bit like kind of the old broadcast television model or, you know, public broadcasting, where it's free to watch the show and it's supported by contributions from sponsors sometimes and other supporters. So it depends. It's usually a combination of the host venue and sponsors that support the programming so that we can make it free to everyone.
We touched on it a little bit. You mentioned it a little bit earlier about soundbite journalism, and you know, it's even moving as we go forward beyond that to where now most people get their news from their laptop or their smartphone, and you know, there's apps now. I've got one at home called Newser, where their tagline is the less you read, the more you learn. Because they have stories, you know, narrowed down to less than a paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I like educated folks in voting in elections and participating in the community that maybe know more than a paragraph about what's going on around them.
Right. We certainly would agree with that. I think that, you know, there are a couple of trends in society right now that I think Active Minds provides a nice counterbalance to. One is kind of the what you're alluding to, which I would refer to as kind of the fragmentation of information, where it just becomes kind of lots of little bits all over the place, and that can be hard sometimes to make sense of.
Mm-hmm.
So part of what I think we do really well is put it together in a narrative, in a story that's coherent, that people can really, really kind of wrap their brains around.
Mm-hmm.
The other part that I think is really important to what we do is in this world that is becoming ever increasingly technological and somewhat remote in terms of how people connect with each other, you know, a la social media and whatnot, Active Minds is an experience with other people. It's you go to a class, you have other people in the audience, you can, you know, people meet new folks, they make new friendships, and the fundamental experience is one between a human being instructor and attendees and participants in the class experience. And what we're finding is that as people do more and more social media, there's an ever-increasing desire to balance that with actually being in an experience with other people.
And I'm gathering just by locations of where a lot of these programs are held at that you're not talking about, you know, 5,000 people sitting in a room together. It's kind of intimate enough that you can engage in a conversation.
That's exactly right. The typical Active Minds class, you know, probably has 20-some to 40-some people. You know, sometimes they're bigger than that, you know, but not a lot bigger. And so part of our model is to really encourage that two-way interaction. So, you know, it's a lecture format, but it's one where questions and comments and interaction are encouraged. So it's not something where you just go and sit and listen, although you can if you want to, but there definitely is opportunity to participate in the experience.
Now, talk to me, Active Minds, and again, if you're just joining us, Zane is with us, Zane Robertson. Active Minds is the organization. Do people become members of Active Minds? How do we get them participating?
Yeah, they can, but they don't have to. So, you know, the first step is probably just to go to the website, activeminds.com, see what's coming up, and you can just go. You don't need to be a member. Sometimes there's an RSVP number. All you have to do is call an RSVP, and you're welcome to go.
Okay.
We do have a membership program that It's designed to do a couple of things. One is it's an opportunity for people that want to support the programming to have a way to do that. So an individual membership is only $40 a year. And what one of the benefits of that is we do about once a quarter, we do special member-only events. So, for example, we have one coming up on February 6th where we are bringing in a professional figure skating judge on the night before the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics in Sochi to talk to the group about how to understand competitive figure skating through the eyes of the judge.
Cool.
It's going to be really, really neat. We're excited about it. But that's something that's only for the members.
Okay.
And the members, because they, you know, because of the member-only events, there's a community that's formed through Active Minds members where they've come to know each other. And
sure.
That's, you know, part of what we are about is creating that community where people can come together. So that's another way that we do that.
Okay. I noticed sprinkled throughout here, which I would imagine will be very popular, is understanding the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I mean, it's genius that you found somebody that actually does. And so to be able to go and listen to somebody that can make sense of it all for us, I think would be a very nice to attend.
Yeah, we've just that program is brand new in January,
yeah.
And obviously we timed that with a lot of the major aspects of the Affordable Care Act
sure.
coming into effect in January and a lot of interest, and it really is typical of what we try and do, which is to, you know, look out in the world and say what is it that is going on that's important that people might really have curiosity about or need to understand at a little bit deeper level.
And,
so that's where we're coming.
And I would add to that also, you're going to, I mean, understanding the Affordable Care Act, this isn't a understanding it as the greatest thing that has ever happened or the worst thing that ever happened. It's just understanding it as this thing that happened and what decisions you need to make and stuff like that.
That's a really good point, and thank you for making that. One of our founding values is a commitment to objectivity,
mm-hmm.
and so you'll notice as you look at the programs that we're doing, some of them are political. You know, even the one privacy versus protection on the war and terror. That's a very political topic. Our commitment is to education. It is not to any political perspective, and so our commitment to objectivity is to present all sides of an issue as objectively as we possibly can, and let the attendees decide, you know, what their opinions are, how they want to vote. That's not our job. Our job is to shine as bright a light on important issues as we can.
Before I let you go again, let's if you wouldn't mind sharing a website and then a phone number for folks who might want to be in touch.
You bet. So the website again is www.activeminds.com, and when you get there, if you click on upcoming events, it'll bring up the events, and make sure it's activeminds.com, not .org, because
mm-hmm.
That's a different organization.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have access to the internet and you want to be added to our mailing list, you can call us at 303-320-7652. Again, that's 303-320-7652.
Sounds great. Zane, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for what you do.
Likewise, Rick. Thanks so much for having me on the show today.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
All bye-bye. Right. There you go. Zane Robertson with us. And again, it's Active Minds is the name of the organization. These are free classes. And they're held in the evenings. They're held in afternoons. They're held all across the metro area. So if you want to encourage yourself here in this new year to perhaps you know, get a little smarter about the world around you, this might be one way to do it. We're back with more of Colorado Today. Stay right there.